fumbles. It goes inside to the 1 yard line. He recovers.
Oh, he's
got
a hole.
Some room. He's at the 25. Oh. And just can't quite get on his feet. But you're right, Jared. Sometimes that little bobble causes an overstep. And if Neely is able to make that spin at the 25, I don't know that there are any green shirts left that can catch him.
I tell you what, the blood pressure right now is going through the roof. Picks up the ball at the 1 yard line after bobbling it, and it looked like he had a hole to house it. Somebody just got a shoelace and he tripped him down at about the 25 yard line.
So the Rams offense comes back on the field. In the backfield will be Derek Overstreet.
This third quarter brought to you by State Farm agent Robert Long. Surprisingly great rates. Go with Robert Long, State Farm agent.
Havens hands the ball off to Overstreet. Room on the left side. Breaks out across the 30. He's to almost the 40 and hits hard there. Was not going to be denied as he is tackled at about the 40-yard line. Let's see where it is spotted. If it's at the white line, it's enough for a first down.
Yeah, we've got a wolf shaking up having to come off the field there. But how about Derek Overstreet putting the defender in a washing machine, spinning out and getting 10 yards, about 10 and a half yards on the play.
That is going to be enough for a first down. That's Terry Tillman down on the ground. I'm not sure if he's hurt or if it's a cramp, Jared. And that's something we didn't see in the first half. And we may see more of that now as we get into the second half.
Coach, Steve, as they're working on him, let's take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Owosso Sports Network on 100.1 KYFM.
Whether it's supporting Owosso football on Friday nights or making sure you're covered in life, State Farm agent Robert Long is there for you. When it comes to home, life, and auto insurance, go with the one who's supported the Rams since day one. Go with State Farm agent Robert Long, located on 86th Street in Owosso.
Field looked like it was just a cramp. I say just, it wasn't in my foot. Here is the fake handoff by Havens. He's going to try to run up the middle, and he's going to be corralled there right at about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and that was a better read by Santa Fe defense sophomore Draylen Nero on the tackle there. Just able to get back to the line of scrimmage was Havens.
So it looks like the Santa Fe defense has made some adjustments. So Havens will throw a quick out to Cole Adams on the left side, and he makes the catch about 10 yards upfield and pushes it across for a first down. Gain of about 13 on the play.
Tell you what, Steve, that's just what Eddie Radosovich was talking about. You spread out the defense with these really quick receivers, and all of a sudden you've got so many more options and you're able to move the ball quickly down the field.
Quick to the line of scrimmage, Havens hands off. Up the middle, I believe that might be Neely. It's hard to tell with the rotation.
That's still Overstreet.
Still Overstreet in the game. And he gets a gain of about 6 on the play.
Not much of a hole, but he found it there and was able to fall forward.
Again, the Rams no huddle. And now they'll look to the sideline for the play being called in. Overstreet remains in the backfield. Twins to the right. Cole Adams out on the left side. He's in single coverage. Havens back in the pocket looking downfield, trying to go deep to Ronnie Thomas, and he ends up being a defender, or that ball's going to be intercepted.
Yeah, that was a great job by Ronnie Thomas just to knock that ball down. He did not have position. That ball thrown a little too far to the inside.
Yeah, and maybe a little underneath.
Yep.
Carmelo Flowers, your name of the game player.
That's right.
Once again. So that'll bring up third and about 4.
But you're in a position, Steve, that you can do that on second down. Right now you're third down and just a handful of yards.
Havens back in the pocket. He's got a receiver on the far side, and it just is tipped away from the hands of Emery Neely, who had lined up out as a receiver.
Yeah, it was Neely. It was Neely on the wheel route, and it was tipped once, maybe twice, and he nearly turned around in time to get that ball. But nonetheless, it's fourth down and about 4 yards to go on the Edmond Santa Fe 45.
We'll see the punt team come out onto the field. Cody Chase will go back in punt formation.
How about this, Steve? In the first half, Austin Havens leading all rushers, 9 rushes with 55 yards.
Oh, Cody Chase doesn't get much of a foot on that. It goes about 10 yards, and it's taken a wolf bounce. I mean, that bounced back behind the line of scrimmage. It was at the wolf 46-yard line, and they're going to take over at their own 48-yard line.
Yeah,
so,
and that's one thing. Deshaun Kennard was your punter. He's not playing in this game, it looks like. And, you know, after a great punt the first time we saw him out, it's just one of those things that Coach B was worried about, that inconsistency in the special teams.
So the Wolves come back out onto the field. They'll take over first and 10 at their 49-yard line. Doesn't appear the ball and the first down markers quite lined up, Jared, as from our viewpoint.
I tell you what, they gave
them
an extra
yard. It's about a
yard
off, isn't it? And the handoff up the middle, but there to wrap up the running back is Tyler Rich. And that may make it the original line of scrimmage that the referee had it. However, it's going to be a 1 yard gain, 2nd and 9, right at midfield. Pfeiffer, who has been active in this game, in the pocket, quick out here to the left side. And a tackle made at about the Ram 45-yard line.
Steve, quick pass to the near side. Good job by the Owosso defenders to just bottle them up, limit the damage. And now you've got 3rd down and 3 upcoming.
So a big down here for the Rams, try to get their defense off the field. Shetron's going to run out to that, I believe, over on the right side. Let me double check here.
Santa Fe just 2 for 7 on 3rd downs in the first half.
Hand off up the middle, though, and boom, it's Michael Jamerson. I'm going to say not going to happen on my watch.
I tell you what, I don't know what you're trying to do with that.
That is not the, I get maybe running.
You
but
need 3 yards
not there.
Going up against the best front four in the state
right.
of Oklahoma.
So here it's 4th down, Jared. I think they had already made the decision this was going to be 4 down territory.
Yeah.
So again, this may be play action pass.
0 for 4 in the first half on 4th down attempts.
Watch for the quick out. Going to roll to his right. Got a receiver underneath, and the reception is made there by Shatron.
Yeah, that is Talon, and it's a good little curl route there to get past the sticks.
Yeah, he runs down about 8 yards, finds the seam, and just sits in on that right hash, and that's their bread and butter play, really,
sure.
is to roll Pfeiffer out to the right, and, you know, when you can get beyond that underneath coverage, that's going to be an easy throw and catch. So 1st and 10 at the Ram 38-yard line. Pfeiffer in the pocket, back in the pocket, looking to his right, quick underneath pass, and
Ooh.
Blown up there. My goodness.
That's Jacob
Jake
Clifton.
That looked like it was going to be kind of the bubble screen coming back in,
yeah.
and Clifton read that immediately, reading his keys. And
read it perfectly.
And we got, was there a flag on the play, Jared? I didn't see. The referees are conferring.
Clifton's not very happy about something.
I'm not sure what they could call on that. I guess no indication. Okay. Going to leave it alone. That's going to be 2nd and 15.
A loss of 5 yards on that play.
7:35 to go here in the third quarter. 29-15 Rams lead. Pfeiffer fakes the handoff, looking to his left, underneath, and great defensive coverage, I thought. But there's the yellow hanky out from the referee, Brandon Ramsey, trying to come around. He may have had his arm around the back of
yeah.
the intended receiver.
And it was tough to tell if he got there a little early.
Yeah.
It looked like fairly clean contact.
Again, that size differential just makes it so tough. You know, even Brandon Ramsey out there at 6'1", still quite a challenge because Talon is a long-bodied receiver with long arms.
Sure, and that, and you got to think that's Edmund Santa Fe's game plan here in the second half.
So
utilize that All-American wide receiver as much as you can.
So the penalty will move the ball up to the Ram 27-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Wolves. Pfeiffer back in the pocket, throwing out to the right, and he finds his receiver for a gain of about 5 yards, knocked out of bounds there. That's the brother Tabry. Chitron. So the Wolves finding a little bit of rhythm here coming out on their first possession here the second half. It's taking a lot of time off the clock as we're through half of this first or third quarter already.
Sure, and that's a good positive right there, Steve, is that you're keeping everything underneath you, not limiting or not letting Chitron come out and get behind you for that long play.
Pfeiffer back again to pass, and he gets it to his receiver. Ball. Fumble on the play. Picked up by the Rams. Going down the field. It's Jake Adams. It's a foot race. The Wolves got the angle on him and push him out of bounds at the 42-yard line inside Wolf territory. It was a good pass on the outside, a spin move, but the hit jarred the ball loose. Turnover to the Rams, and that kills any momentum that Edmund Santa Fe thought they had going here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'd have to see a replay. I think that may have been Cody Chase punched that ball out.
Could be right.
But Jake Adams, it popped right into his hands, and he was off to the races.
So the Rams will take over first and 10 at the Wolf 43-yard line, first and 10.
Once again, thanks to Robert Long, State Farm agent, for being tonight's third quarter sponsor. And already some fireworks here in the third quarter.
Big turnover there. That's our first really tough turnover of the game that the Rams were able to get. Havens fakes the handoff, throw over the middle, but it's way over the head of Jarae Austin. Havens, that ball came out of his hand high, and the safeties had come up, and there was a lot of room. If Austin's able to catch that, I'm confident he scores.
Yeah, he's off to the races. He had a step or two on the cornerback there, and just thrown over his head. If he's anywhere near those hands, that's six for the Rams.
Second and 10, Havens in the pocket, looking back again, flushed out to his right, throws underneath to Cole Adams. It goes right through his hands, and Cole Adams would be the first one to tell you he should have had that, maybe looked upfield too soon, looking for the defender. And so the Rams now in a third and long situation, third and 10.
Cole Adams in the first half, 3 receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown.
We're going to have a lineman replacement. We had a shoe issue going on there. Logan Earwood is going off the field and was unable to see who came on in this place. It might have been Rhett Fultz. Third and 10. Havens in the pocket, and we got a flag on the play. I think we had a receiver here on the near side that went too soon, and that'll back the Rams up another 5 yards. So some mental errors going on here in the third quarter.
Sure, a little bit slow, and I don't know, Steve. Third down and 15 from midfield is a lot different than third down and 10 from, you know, the 40-yard line or so.
So a change of personnel. Third and 10. Havens, single back. Quick look. Rolls out to his left, being chased there, and he's going to be – no, he breaks out of the sack and then is able to throw the ball away, but that's a great play by Austin Havens to avoid the sack. He was going to lose about 10 to 12 more yards to just save the damage there and allow the Rams to have an opportunity to punt the football.
Yeah, and strong grip to keep that ball from popping out when he spun around there. Could have been – it very easily been a fumble 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, which would have been disastrous.
Rams get ready to punt. We want to thank our Owosso Sports Network sponsor, Keith Two, Hometown Insurance, helping us bring you today's game live coverage on the air. Thank you, Keith Two. The punt is up, and it's going to hit an Owosso player in the back. That's twice that's happened tonight, and it's going to roll dead inside the 20-yard line. I think they're going to just mark it down there. So the Wolves will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, 6:02 to go here in the third quarter. It's Owosso 29, Santa Fe 15. Kind of gets dark out here under these lights. It's not like Owosso, is it, Jared?
I was just kind of thinking the same thing. It's
reminds me of the old Stillwater High School.
Yeah, sure enough.
When you went there and you played linebacker,
down
you better take
park,
a flashlight out on the field
no
with
joke.
You.
I remember, I think it was my junior year of high school maybe, we had a double or triple overtime.
Triple.
Yeah, triple overtime game that ended, I think, maybe on a blocked field goal or something of
blocked
the sort.
Blocked extra point by
Jared
Gallagher.
Yeah. No, Jared Honeyacre.
Jared Honeyacre.
Yeah, I'm Jared Gallagher.
You're Jared Gallagher. You could have done it, though.
Well, during our banter.
He went to Jared's.
Yeah, he went to
Jared's. He went to Jared's.
During our banter, there was a play, Steve, incomplete pass into the far side flat. Second down and 10 for the Wolves. 5:59 remaining in the third quarter, this Robert Long third quarter. We're excited to see Robert Long at Owosso
Absolutely.
Stadium.
Absolutely.
Helping us out up
Next
in the press
week.
Box. That's right.
Rams will hold, will host Fayetteville. And I'm afraid our defensive tackle on the left side, McClellan, got a little eager that time and jumped offside. So that'll give the Wolves 5 yards. Fayetteville coming to town next week. As Jared Gallagher mentioned, that'll be the September 3rd opening home game of the season for Owosso. And home game starting times are at 7:30, so you got a little bit more time to get home and grab a bite, come out.
What's your thought on the 7:30 kick?
Love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I want fans in the park.
That's absolutely
yeah.
right.
There's a handoff on the left side, turning up field.
Another flag down.
I think we're going to have a hold this time on Santa Fe. Let's see, but that was a big run for a first down, but this one's going to come back. Waiting on the indication here. Yeah, the Santa Fe Wolf team is going to walk back toward the 20-yard line. So,
you know, Steve, Cameron Jordan from the Oklahoman wrote an article, and, you know, I'm familiar with the Oklahoma City area. Cameron Jordan wrote an article in the Oklahoman a few days ago about the West powerhouses, mm-hmm. you know, kind of narrowing that gap between the East powerhouses. He said this could be an early litmus test to see how the West's top team compares to one of an East powerhouse. You know, it's interesting. This is definitely not the outcome that we had last year when
right.
the game was decided
right.
about 5 minutes into it. But at the same time, I think this is almost as valuable or more valuable
sure.
for the Rams
Absolutely.
Having to play a full four quarters.
And on the road. Hand off to the left side again by the Wolves. And keeping his feet and running upfield is the running back. I believe that's Demarius Robinson,
yeah,
the freshman.
By far the most.
The biggest run of the night,
yeah,
I believe, by either ball club.
Yeah, and tripped up, I believe. Not sure who he's tripped up by.
That's it.
It is Jake Adams.
Jake Adams makes the play, and Wolves move the ball into Ram territory at the 47-yard line, first and 10. Pfeiffer in the pocket, quick throw to the left side. Receiver makes the reception and then is gang tackled out of bounds. That went to Eltramaine Neal. Gain of about maybe 4 on the play. Good coverage that time by the Rams to get there immediately, doing a good job of pursuing the football.
Yeah, that was Kalik Boatwright again here on the near side to push him out of bounds.
Yeah,
just 3 or 4 yards on the play.
He's getting a lot of playing time. We haven't called Brandon Ramsey's name, so we'll have to check on that. Hand off up the middle, and Robinson breaking tackles, and he's going to give the Wolves another first down.
Tell you what, Steve, he's running hard here in the third quarter.
And
he
comes
just
up gimpy off that play. He may have run too hard as he's going to come off the field.
It's going to be LB Reeves coming back into the game for the Wolves.
Robinson just went down to the ground. I think it's just a cramp. Just try to stretch that out. Pfeiffer back in the pocket.
Field.
Sorry. Quick over to Chatron. And he's pushed out of bounds.
You know, for our first game, we've not stepped on each other's toes too much.
I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. If you do.
We're not ESPN yet.
Well, we'll get there.
I expect their call, but
I know.
Someday.
We'll get there.
You have to have goals.
That's right.
Yeah.
5 yards on that last play.
Second and 5. Handoff up the middle. The Rams close that gap up quickly. Gain of about 2 on the play. That's going to be Joseph Hinton. He's a sophomore running back.
And good job by Gage Smith and Jamerson and Rich and that entire front four just to bottle him up there. Just a gain of a yard. Now we've got 3rd down and 4 inside the Owosso 30-yard line.
Down at the Ram 27. A big down here for the Rams defense, try to get off the field. Pfeiffer in the pistol, back in the pocket, looking quickly, rolls to his left. Now he's looking straight downfield and goes through the hands of his receiver. He had him open. Trying to see who that is.
Tremaine Neal again.
If he catches that, Jared, it's probably a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's a tough pass there from Pfeiffer. He's coming across his body. He zipped it in there pretty good, and it just went right through Neal's hands. And now you've got another fourth down that the offense is going to stay on the field for.
And why not? Fourth and about four. Back in the pocket. Little bubble screen out on the outside. The ball's dropped. They had probably had a play there. Jared, it was just a conventional screen, if you will, on the left side. But several drop passes. The offensive linemen are even coming off shaking their heads because they knew they had an opportunity there.
He may have had a play, but Tyler Rich was coming in strong and may have scared him a little bit. Got a bit of the case of the alligator arms, and it is a turnover on downs. First down.
I would have had them too.
Yeah. Oh, no joke.
I'm not blaming him for that. So the Rams, that may be the third. Is that the third turnover on downs we've had tonight that the Rams have done? Something like
that. Well, they were 0-for-4 in the first half on fourth downs.
Austin Havens in the pocket, hands off to the left, Overstreet getting to the outside, looking for a block. Can't quite get it, but he gets a gain of about 5 yards on the play, showing his speed.
Yeah, and if he gets the forward progress that the home team's been getting, that is an easy 5 yards. Should be second down and 5.
And we may have gotten that. That'll move the ball out to the Ram 40 or 33
yard line. How about
that?
6 yards.
We'll take 6. Havens gets the snap. Hand off again to the left. It's still a hole there, and that may be enough for a Ram first down. We got guys going after it there in the Ram secondary, or in the Wolf secondary. Players going after one another. Getting a bit chippy out here.
Steve, quick thank you to Westerman Financial for supporting the Owosso Sports Network. We have so many wonderful people and organizations sponsoring Owosso football this year. Just so excited to see what's to come here in the fall of 2021.
So that was enough for a Ram first down from their own 36, make it the 37-yard line. Havens gets the snap. We're going to hand off again. Overstreet runs into the back of one of his linemen, bounces off and tries to go forward. May have gotten two out of the play up to the 39.
Good job by Overstreet just to keep his legs moving and get a few yards out of that play.
Clock continues to roll here in the third quarter as we're now under 3 minutes. No score in this third quarter. Owosso leading 29-15 if you're just joining us. Havens hands the ball off again. It's Neely out on the far side, and I believe he got enough for a Ram first down.
And this is what happens when you've got those
starting
fresh legs, I tell you.
Well, and Coach Blankenship going to his offensive line, kind of grinding this out. I think that's a fourth or fifth running play in a row.
Right, huge opportunity for this fresh offense or this young offensive line to make a statement here.
That'll wear down the defense in a hurry. First and 10. Havens tries to flip it up to his tight end, Jackson Woods, but the Wolves had that covered. Fake the handoff to the left, and Havens rolled out to his right, but there were two green shirts in the area.
Yeah, first time we tried to go to the tight end tonight, Jackson Woods, 6'2", 220 senior.
So that'll bring up second and 10. The clock is stopped on the incomplete pass at 2:22. Twin receivers here to the near side. Adams in single coverage on the far side. Now the Rams will look to the sideline. Havens barks out the play call. Jackson Woods shifts out on the right to make it trips to the right. Now they throw it to the left side, and breaking the tackle is Neely. He's got room up the sideline. He's definitely got the first down.
You talk about those fresh legs, Steve. He was hit, right around the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard or two off of it, and just powered forward, was able to get all the way to the sticks. And that's another Casey Miller State Farm agent first down.
Coach Blankenship wants his Rams to hurry up and line up and get ready while he's got the Wolves on their feet. The Wolves don't even know where to line up. The Rams are going to snap this ball before the Wolves are ready. The handoff to Neely up the middle again. Edmund Santa Fe actually came back and lined up five yards behind where the ball was spotted, and they're getting tired. This is a crushing drive for Owosso against Edmund Santa Fe. You see a lot of hands on hips out on this defense. Second and seven. Throw to the right side. Cole Adams on the reception turns up field, and he's going to be close to another Ram first down, and even the Ram receivers are burying bodies out there on the far side. I'm going to leave that one alone.
I think that was a late flag there.
I didn't see a flag on the play.
The cheerleaders have yellow pom-poms on the other side of the ball. Maybe that's what I saw, but nonetheless, it's another first down.
At the 30-yard line, Havens throws to that left side, and I think Cole Adams able to make the catch.
Great job. He does
as he jumps up, as he spins out of bounds.
Great job to go up and get that ball, Cole Adams.
And the Ram offense right now is geared up. They are not letting Santa Fe rest at all. They are coming up to the line of scrimmage with a play ready to go. Havens in the pistol. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's got room to run on the left side. He's to the 20, tries to get to the 15. Not quite going to get there. But there was a lot of room on that left side, and Santa Fe is doing a lot of chasing right now.
Yeah, the Rams are just a step ahead every single play, every move. A step ahead with a minute 11 left in the third quarter. That's another first down, Glover Auto Group.
Havens again on the snap, throwing it to the back pylon of the end zone, a catch.
Touchdown.
The single is touchdown, Owosso Rams. Cole Adams with the reception in the back of the end zone on a great fade pass by Austin Havens, and that'll up this Ram lead. But, boy, what a back-breaking drive by this Ram offense all the way down the field.
My goodness, could you be any more dramatic there? Back of the end zone, got a foot down. Felt like 10 seconds before they made that call, but it was a touchdown. And Cole Adams showing that senior leadership.
Now Cole will hold for his brother Jake, gets the snap. The kick is up, and it is no good.
Just off to the left.
But as it is, that will increase the Ram lead to 35-15 with 103 here to go in the third quarter.
Hello, Ram Nation. This is Coach Blankenship. We're proud to have a winning tradition here in Owosso, both on the field and off. And as we strive for excellence, our partners at Jim Glover Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat strive for excellence also. And that's why they're this year's Dealer Raiders Dealer of the Year. With the region's only Jeep showcase store, Jim Glover Jeep focused specifically on the Jeep lifestyle. So if you're in the market for a Jeep, there's only one place to go, and that's Jim Glover here in Owosso. And don't forget, they can customize your Jeep to fit your lifestyle. Tell them Coach B sent you.
Welcome back to the Christian Brothers Automotive Broadcast Booth here at Wolves Stadium. 103 left in the third quarter. It is Owosso 35, Edmund Santa Fe 15. After that Hopper Group touchdown by Cole Adams from Austin Havens. And Steve, how about this drive? 11 plays, 73 yards in 3 minutes and 13 seconds.
Wow.
Just a beatdown on the offensive front.
Yeah, that was a very methodical drive that time by Owosso, and that may have taken the wind out of the sails of this Santa Fe defense as we see the high onside kick on the far side. Ball is loose. Let's see if there's a flag on the play. There was a fair catch signal made, apparently, and the Rams hit the receiver, so that'll be a penalty against Owosso.
Yeah, that's just an unfortunate one. That was, I don't know, maybe 13, 14-yard little pooch kick, and
Got to get more out of that anyway.
When you're there before the ball is, it's hard not to make contact. But nonetheless, he made the fair catch, and this will be great field position for the Wolves.
Yeah, they're going to start in Ram territory. As the referee moves the ball to the Ram 48-yard line, they'll take over first and 10. 1:03 to go here in the third quarter. It's Owosso 35, Santa Fe 15. Santa Fe made it to the finals last year before falling to the Jinx Trojans.
That's right, Stephen. They had a lead in the state title game with a kickoff return.
There's a run on the left side breaking out into the field is the running back. I couldn't tell if Robinson came back in.
Brayton Foster in on the tackle, but yeah, you're right, Steven.
Yeah, Demarius Robinson.
Great run by Robinson there, and that's one thing that you didn't see in the first half was any semblance of a running game from the Wolves, and so you can tell they're really kind of trying to press into that running game.
And we know what that'll do is open up the passing game. Robinson on his biggest run of the night. They found some success on that left side. Pfeiffer back in the pocket. He's going to roll out to his right. I think we're going to have a hold, a flag on the play. Pfeiffer just throws it over the head of his receiver and calls it good. As this one's going to come back and back the Wolves up.
Yeah, great coverage there from the Rams secondary. And it looks like it's going to be first and 20 from the 33-yard line.
So that'll back the Wolves up probably to the 37-yard line if it's a spot foul from where the flag is, and that is where they will place the football. So it'll be first and a long way, 24 for Santa Fe. And boy, they have the ability to overcome that, but that's certainly not where you want your ball club to be. Pfeiffer gets the snap, hands it off again to Robinson. Again, he's got room on the left side. And he's tackled inside the 30-yard line.
There's Aiden Lewis again on the tackle. He's all over the place tonight.
Now, Jared, we got Chris McClellan and Michael Jamerson on the side they're running on.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to man up there and make a play.
Yeah, they did pretty well to bottle it up here in the first half. But Santa Fe looking to force that.
Quick throw to the outside and quickly pushed out of bounds is the receiver.
Braden Foster again on the tackle, pushing him out of bounds. And it's going to be the end of the third quarter here.
So we'll wrap three quarters of play up. It's Owosso 35, Santa Fe 15. We'll take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll bring you the final quarter of action. You're listening to Ram Football here on the Owosso Sports Network.
Ascension St. John ER care teams are here for you with strong safety measures in place to protect you and your family. If you have concerns about a heart attack, stroke, difficulty breathing, or a severe mental health condition, don't delay care. Go directly to the ER or call 911. Delaying care could make your condition worse and make it more difficult to recover. Ascension St. John Emergency Care is available 24/7. Find a location at GetSt.JohnCare.com.
Whether it's supporting Owosso football on Friday nights or making sure you're covered in life, State Farm agent Robert Long is there for you. When it comes to home, life, and auto insurance, go with the one who's supported the Rams since day one. Go with State Farm agent Robert Long, located on 86th Street in Owosso.
Welcome back to Edmond Santa Fe. I want to thank all of our sponsors here this evening for letting us bring you Owosso Ram football. Brock Crawford and Brandon Brewer and his crew doing a fantastic job if you're streaming. Santa Fe on the offensive end. Pfeiffer rolling way back in the pocket, and he's going to launch one out of bounds as he's being chased feverishly there by Aiden Lewis and also from the defensive line, Gage Smith.
Hey, Steve, a score update that people in Owosso might be interested in. In the fourth quarter, Rejoice Christian and defending state champion Cashin Wildcats knotted up at 27 apiece.
Wow.
We'll keep an eye on that one as they begin their fourth quarter of action.
So Pfeiffer able to avoid the sack, back in the pocket, gets the snap. He's going to throw it up to his receiver, the big man, the one we're all looking for. And it's broken up there. A great defensive play. I believe that might be Brandon Ramsey.
That's Brandon Ramsey, absolutely. An unbelievable job. It looked like Taylen Shetron may have had a step on him and jump over the top and get that. But great job from Brandon Ramsey just to do what he could to break it up.
Ramsey kind of, jumping off the field a little bit awkwardly. So I'm going to be interested to see if there may not be some injury going on there.
That'll be interesting. We'll have to look at the stats and get our players of the game, our offensive and defensive players of the game. I think I know who our offensive player of the game might be, Keelan Carney.
Got a
He's
good
had a
idea
heck
there.
Of a game. Cole Adams, though, has had a great game.
Austin Havens.
And Austin Havens with his legs. And kind of and manning the ship back there. So we'll see.
So the Rams first and 10 after the turnover on downs, and it's going to be Neely on the right side. He breaks open. He's to the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. He's in the end zone for a Rowasso Ram touchdown.
74 yards, Emory Neely. He got into the secondary and turned on the Jets. Nobody was going to catch him there.
Great job up front. Neely breaks into the secondary, splits the defenders, gets to the sideline, and he is off to the races. Touchdown Rams here in the opening play of the fourth quarter. Goodness, this crowd is quiet.
Steve, we've got somebody else to consider for offensive
player
of the game.
Yes, we do now.
76 yards on that Hopper group touchdown.
Jake Adams will be into attempt the extra point. His brother Cole on the hold. The kick is up, and it's good. With 11:35 to go here in the fourth quarter, Owosso increasing their lead 42-15 over Edmond Santa Fe. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Whether you're looking for a stunning statement piece or that perfect custom engagement ring, there's only one place in Owosso for award-winning service and brilliant custom designs. With more than three decades of experience, master jeweler John Kohler offers exclusive and custom designs for any occasion. Make a memory that will last a lifetime with John E. Kohler Jewelry Designs on the Owosso Expressway, Frontage Road in Tyann Plaza. Go Rams! State Farm Insurance and agent Casey Miller are proud to support the Owosso Rams in their pursuit of excellence, both on and off the field. For surprisingly great rates on auto, home, life, or even pet insurance, visit State Farm agent Casey Miller in the Waterford Suites between Home Depot and Walgreens in Owosso. Go Rams!
We welcome you back into the Christian Brothers Automotive Broadcast Booth. 11:35 remaining in this ballgame. Owosso taking a 42-15 lead over the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves with a 76-yard Emory Neely touchdown jaunt.
And just like that, you think the Rams are going to beat you in the air. They hand it off to one of their speedy backs, and he just takes off the field for 74 yards, and all of a sudden you look at the scoreboard, and the Rams are up 42-15. The kickoff is going to go into the end zone, just like you drew it up.
Steve, some more scores from around Class 6A. We've got a ball game between the defending state champion Jinx Trojans at Mansfield Summit in the fourth quarter. It's 14-12 Jinx over Mansfield Summit.
Former Owosso Ram and Hall of Famer Keith Riggs coaching down there and doing a fantastic job. But the Rams have had pretty good success on the odd years the last 4 years, winning a state championship
That's in right.
2017, then in 2019. And, Jared, I'm hoping that trend continues
You're not kidding.
This year.
You know, so. And the Rams 25-1 in the last two seasons.
Wow. Pfeiffer back in the pocket looking to go downfield. It's going to be picked off. Jake Adams with the interception. He's down to the 30, getting a block in front of him, being patient. He's to the 20. I think he went to a knee.
Yep.
They're going to call him down. But the pick by Jake Adams and the return down to the 20.
And that might be the nail in the coffin,
that
Steve.
That might do it. I would know.
That.
Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Your final word is at the end of the game. Bryce. Don't worry about that, and nobody can miss that. The Maori Funeral Service's final word coming up after the ball game. But Jake Adams just in the right spot at the right time. Nobody was around him. He said, I'll take that.
Yes.
And it is first down and 10, Owosso, at the 21-yard line, 21 yards to pay dirt.
First and 10 for Owosso. Havens in the pistol. He's going to run it toward the left up the middle and get quite a few yards. Oh, no, we have Willingham in the game
That's
now.
Right.
Mason Willingham has checked in, and he's the one that is considered maybe both quarterbacks can run, but that might be really the top of his skill set.
And we've got another Wolf shaking up on the play after that 7 or 8 yard run by Mason Willingham. And I'm excited to see Mason this year, you know, coming in from Skytook, that's
yep.
right. And, you know, both of these quarterbacks, both juniors, really give us some options.
Yes,
back
they
there.
Do. Yes, they do. And if for some unfortunate reason one were to go down, you know, you've still got someone who can come in and take over for you. So injured player able to get off the field under his own ability, and we'll look at 2nd and 3. Willingham hands it off to the right side. That may be.
He's still up.
Well, I gave up on the play, but the running back did not. Neither did Jared Gallagher, and I believe that's going to be a first down by Derek Overstreet.
Yeah, it looked like he was down right around the line of scrimmage.
He may be just short of the first down. So
big scrum and was able to push it forward for about 2.5 yards, and it is a first down Owosso, brought to you by Glover Auto Family.
So 1st and 10 at about the 11-yard line. Willingham keeps the ball, goes up the middle, maybe just crosses the 10-yard line. That'll bring up 2nd and about 8. 10:26 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the Rams have taken control here in this second half with a couple of big plays and defensive stops. Willingham hands it off up the middle. Neely trying to find some running room, pushing himself forward, spins, still going, getting pushed by his own player, and he's down almost to the Wolf 5-yard line. A Ram helmet comes off.
Yeah, I think it was Overstreet.
It was Overstreet, and so he'll have to go out of play.
I'll tell you what, Steve, how hard is Derek Overstreet to tackle?
Well, he was not going to be denied. I thought he was going to be down again at one point with a linebacker, but he spun out of that. We talked off the air, though, Jared, that last drive that took 11 plays, it took a lot of wind out of the sails
sure
of this Wolf defense.
Sure did.
Willingham again rolls out to his right, looking to pass, looking for a receiver, and then throws it out of bounds. He was trying to get it to Keelan Carney in the back of the end zone, but he just ran out of room, so that'll bring up 4th down. We'll see the field goal unit come out on the onto the field.
Yeah, field goal unit first time today, and we'll see. Should be
Jake Adams.
That's right. It's 4th down and 4 from the 5-yard line, and see if we can extend this lead to 30 points here.
Brody Doris, the snapper. Cole Adams with the hold. And his brother Jake Adams getting ready to kick. It's up. And it's good. And the Rams now lead 45-15 with 9:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 1-minute timeout and come back for the rest of the action. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey everybody, it's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And That's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Back to school times here again. Randy here with Wholesale Computer Supply, your locally owned and operated computer superstore. We have everything you need for back to school computing or working from home. Save up to $100 on laptops and desktop computers now. Want to be 25% more productive while working from home? We have a solution with a dual monitor setup for under $150. Three locations to serve you better: East Tulsa, Midtown, and Owosso at 96th Street North and Garnett. Wholesale Computer Supply, where we'll do all we can.
Cast booth 9:19 left to play here in the ball game. We welcome you back to the Christian Brothers Automotive Broadcast Booth. Jared Gallagher, Steve Mowry. Steve, this has been a lot of fun. I'm excited about what's going on this season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this as well. And it's been a good opening night for the Owosso Rams coming down the turnpike. You know, Coach Blankenship's always concerned about how well you're going to travel. And I think we got our answer here this evening. Another kick by Jake Adams out of the end zone. I'm going to tell you what, Jared, that is, again, the little things that you don't see in the stat book, but kicking this ball out of the end zone is huge for this Owosso defense. And I know Coach Blankenship, he's got to be excited overall of his special teams play
sure
here
thing.
Tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some great punts. Outside, you know, there's one misstep on the punt, one misstep on an extra point. But Jake Adams has been really solid back there kicking the ball.
Ram defense back out on the field. Pfeiffer back at quarterback for the Wolves. Turns, hands it off. Some running room on that left side, but met very quickly is Robinson. I think we're going to see some.
I think that was Elisha Malvo on the tackle there.
So some new names here in the final part of this fourth quarter.
Right, and it's always good to get your starters a rest, especially early in the season. Got 9 minutes to play in this ball game. The last thing you want to do is wear them out in a game that's well in hand.
Robinson again on the carry, and he's met before he can even get to the line of scrimmage. Making the pile there is Hall.
Yeah, Trey Hall, Elisha Malvo also in on that tackle, and
Rams
two
not,
good stops there on two runs.
Rams not giving up much ground there.
Third down and 7, 8:25 remaining in this ballgame. In the shotgun now.
Tries to throw it out. Almost intercepted there. Who's in there, Jared? I couldn't gather that one in.
Number 13, Lyric Wheeler. Yeah. 5'9 linebacker, sophomore. Get his hand in there.
And that's going to put the Wolves in a punting situation. A three and out. And even though Santa Fe hasn't moved the ball quite as efficiently, we haven't had too many three and outs here this evening.
Jarray Austin back to receive the punt.
A nice punt. Austin decides to back away from it, and the punt takes a Ram bounce. Now it takes a Wolf bounce back toward the Owosso 35-yard line, and it'll be touchdown there. So the Rams will take over first and 10 with 8:04 to go here in the fourth quarter as they lead 45-15. If you have an opportunity next week, be sure and come out to Owosso as the Rams will host Fayetteville. That'll be a 7:30 home kickoff.
You know, Steve, outside of being able to host that game at home, how excited are you not to have to drive to Fayetteville?
Very, because you've been in that press box on the visitor side, and the sun shines
like a
in
microwave
there.
Oven.
Oh, my goodness. It's terrible. Pre-game starts at 7. Thank you, Brock Crawford, for that reminder, and thank you all of you who are streaming on YouTube. Handoff on the right side and a gain of a 4 on the play. Coming up there is Emery Neely in at running back.
Overstreet's back in the game, Steve.
Yes.
4 yards on the play, and it's just ground and pound from here on out, you got to think.
Willingham remains at quarterback. Second and about six. Willingham fakes a handoff, throws it out to the right side, but he overthrows his intended receiver underneath. That's the tight end, Jackson Woods. So those are things, though, Jared. It doesn't seem big right now, but you want to get those wrinkles ironed out, because that's an easy throw.
Yeah, a couple things on that one. Just a little bit. He zinged it in there a little bit too hard, it looked like. Woods with a late jump on that ball, and now it's third down and six.
And it stops the clock.
Sure.
Willingham on the snap. Quick throw to the other side, and again, it's behind his receiver. And is Ronnie Thomas out here on the near side. So a three and out for Owosso. So they'll be in a punting situation now as Cody Chase will come back onto the field. He's going to line up at about the 27-yard line of Owosso. Back deep is Keon McKinney to receive the punt. Good punt this time by Chase. Rams in good coverage as the ball bounces inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line, we'll call it, where the Wolves will take over first and 10.
Yeah, Steve, you got to think head coach Kyle White for the Wolves in his seventh season, starting the year very similarly to how they did last year. You know, obviously the Rams, too much to handle here in week one. You got to think he's going to have his Wolves ready to play the rest of the year.
Well, I think we saw a lot of that indication in the first half especially, that he's got a very talented ball club. Again, first game jitters, too many mistakes. I'm sure there are broken assignments and things that we don't see that they probably will break down in film. You know the old saying, for them, when you lose like this, it's not as bad as you feel. But on the other side, when you win like this, it's not always as good as it seems. So both teams will go back and learn from this. But you got to like the overall mistake-free football that Owosso has played tonight coming into this first game.
Yeah, a couple of missteps, but, you know, you can treat those as opportunities. And again, nobody's perfect in week one. You strive for that perfection in week 13.
And there must have been a penalty on the play. I did not see a flag or an indication, Jared, but they're moving the football against Edmund Santa Fe down to the inside the 15-yard line at the 14. So,
Steve, real quick scoring update from Mansfield Summit. Fourth quarter, a minute left to play. It's tied between Mansfield Summit and Jinx High School.
Wow. Pfeiffer turns around, hands the ball off to his running back, who goes over the right side, fighting for yardage and getting out to the 20-yard line.
Aiden Lewis in on that tackle.
Robinson back in the game for Edmund Santa Fe. That's a name we need to keep an eye on,
absolutely,
Jared, because you have called that a lot here this evening, and he has stuck his nose in on the football on many occasions. Pfeiffer back to pass, looking downfield. The throw is behind his intended receiver.
And yeah, you're right, Steve. Aiden Lewis has been all over the place today, and that's one thing we talked about in pregame. That was a void that we needed filled between Brennan Dye and Ahmad Triplett graduating. Like we said, 196 tackles between the two last year.
Wow.
And Aiden Lewis, he's had a heck of a night tonight.
Yeah. That was Mark Mann in coverage that time. Brings up third down and five. Pfeiffer hands it off up the middle. There's some running room, and just short of the 25-yard line is Robinson. It's going to be close, and I think they're going to say move the chains.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it to him there. Yeah. And
the referee's been generous on the spots here this evening. It's both ways.
It's,
don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I'm not complaining.
It's week one for everybody. It's 0 week for everybody, Steve.
Hey, I've seen some of these MLB games where they're calling strikes
three baseball lengths outside.
Yeah, sure.
The
line. Well, you know, that's got to be tough when they've got the strike zone. Everybody's a critic when they've got the strike
zone.
Do
your job. Come on. No, I agree with you. Throw over the middle is caught. A nice catch there in between three Rams. That's the brother, Tabry Chatron.
Yeah, and that was Mark Mannin on the tackle once again, but 11 yards. That's another first down for the Wolves.
6:01 to go now in the fourth quarter as they wind the clock back up after they move the chains. First and 10. Quick throw out to the right side. The underneath throw caught there by the receiver. That's L.B. Reeves.
Yeah, guess
he's giving us a little bit of trouble here.
Guess who was in on that tackle, Steve?
Mark Mann.
Aiden Lewis.
And Mark Mann.
Gain of about 6 yards on that play. Brings up, we do have a flag on the field. And they're marking it off against the Rams.
That's about the location of where the tackle was made. I did not see any.
Yeah, it could have been an incidental face mask, maybe.
Yeah. I missed the call. Oh, okay. I still missed the call. First and 10 from the Wolf 47-yard line. Pfeiffer takes the snap, hands the ball off. Again, they try to run right tackle, and the Rams stack that up. No gain on the play. That'll bring up second and 10.
Brody Cravens, the 5'11 senior, bottling that one up, the defensive tackle.
We're under 5 minutes now to go in our ball game. And we got movement on the right side. That'll back. Oh, they're going to call offside against Owosso. Okay. I saw the right tackle jump back in his stance.
Another fourth quarter update for you, Steve. In Class 2A, Rejoice Christian has taken a one-touchdown lead over Cashin Wildcats, 34-27. I don't have a time on that game, but it is in the fourth quarter. That is a certifiable score.
Pfeiffer runs to his left. He's under duress and throws it downfield, and the catch is knocked. No, can't be made and is knocked away. A great defensive play there.
Yeah, Mark Mann in again on that play, breaking up that pass.
Cashin, I was told, is back-to-back state champions. Mayor Bill Bush on the call for the Rejoice Eagles, who have that new indoor practice facility.
You're saying there's somebody more popular than you?
No, I just said he was the mayor. He's the mayor. I'm the unofficial mayor.
There you
go.
Yeah,
right. So let's not get crazy. Come on now. Although Bill does a great job helping me on the baseball. We have a lot of fun there. We got a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to Ram Football here on the Owosso Sports Network.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Steve Holloman here for Duralast Roofing Specialists. Zach Harbaugh and his crew at Duralast was patient with me and my wife as we worked together during the process of getting us a roof for our home here in Owosso. Duralast Roofing did a great job with the roofing as well as with the cleanup. Duralast also helped us with the guttering options, and my wife was happy. Zach Harbaugh was on hand and involved throughout the entire process and made sure everything was done just right. Call Duralast Roofing Specialists for all your roofing needs.
Sponsors here this evening as Pfeiffer on third and two hands the ball up the middle, and the Rams meet him in the backfield as soon as the handoff is made. It's going to be a loss of one.
Yeah, that was Aiden Lewis and Elisha Malvo in the backfield hitting the ball carrier at the same time, and we've got another fourth down upcoming here for the Wolves.
Should be very interesting. 3:58 to go here in our contest. And I can promise you this means as much to these backups as it does the starters. Pfeiffer hands off again, run on the right side, and there's a lot of room for Robinson as he gets the ball down into Ram territory to the 35-yard line. That'll be first and 10 for Santa Fe. So the Rams looking to close this out and go home with a record of 1-2. Interesting note here, Jared, I'll get to this in a moment when you look at the district predictions and state. Handoff again up the middle, but met immediately in the backfield and then thrown down like a steer, just kind of wrestled him down to the ground.
Hello, Lance Ramsey.
Wow. But in the district, the coaches ranked Owosso to finish first in the district, but Union's ranked number one in the state. So I'm
figure that
trying
out.
To, yeah, I'm still trying. So
well, it'll be interesting to see that game coming up later in September.
Yeah, it'll all get played out. Pfeiffer hands the ball. We're going to have a flag thrown on the play, and that might be your face mask there.
Yeah, Brody Cravens able to get into the backfield and wrap him up, but he may have got a bit of face mask.
So in the district, it looks like Union, Owosso, Mustang, Norman North, Southmore, Moore, Putnam City, Edmond North. But when you look at the rankings, Union, Owosso, Jinx, Edmond, Santa Fe, Broken Arrow, then Mustang, Norman North, Westmore, Putnam City, and UConn. And so I do think Edmond, Santa Fe would be my pick as far as the cream here on the west side.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other teams tend to play jump around and kind of leapfrog one another throughout the season. Second and 10, actually first and 10 at the Ram 25-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Robinson running on the left side, and he's going to be tackled after about a 3, maybe 4-yard gain.
Yeah, it was Ramsey and Cravens once again in on that tackle after about 3 yards. Yeah, you're right, Steve. You know, Edmond Santa Fe is the cream of the crop here on the west side. We'll know a lot more by the end of September, though.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot
right.
of stuff's going to shake out because we've got Bartles, or we've got Broken Arrow. We're at Union. We've got plenty of football to play, and those are two huge games after you get through Fayetteville.
Second and 7. Handoff again going to the left tackle side, and a tackle made there.
Tell you what, Steve, this second group on the defense is physical.
They're playing tough. Again, and you called him earlier, Lance Ramsey in on the tackle.
But you talk about the east side, west side stuff.
I meant to ask you if you agreed with that article.
Well, you know, they may be closing the gap, but the fact is, west side hasn't won a state title since 1995, Steve. You want to know how old I was there? 7. I was 7 years old.
Wow. Handoff again toward the right. Tackle made there.
And I don't have hair anymore, so that tells you how long that
was.
That
is true. Short gain on the play brings up 4th and a long 2. 1:15 to go. Actually, there's a new quarterback in for Santa Fe. Now we got movement on the right side.
That's right.
In at quarterback is Maliki Miller. He's a freshman. And that'll back the Wolves up 5 yards and stop the clock.
61 seconds left. Steve, coming up on our post-game show, we'll have your First Bank final score with our Owosso First Assembly of God play of the game.
Handoff again to the right. There's running room. Going up the middle's Robinson. He smells the end zone, and he gets in. 22-yard run by Robinson. Gives the Wolves a late touchdown.
Strong run by Robinson there, and he's run hard all night long, Steve, especially here in the second half. And, you know, in times that maybe the Owosso defense – isn't expecting him, and he gets in there from about 20 yards out.
22 to be exact. And the extra point attempt pending. Kick is up, and I think he squeezed it through.
He did.
And almost an identical score as where we were last year. 45-22. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and come back for the final minute of Owosso football here on the Owosso Sports Network.
State Farm Insurance and agent Casey Miller are proud to support the Owosso Rams in their pursuit of excellence, both on and off the field. For surprisingly great rates on auto, home, life, or even pet insurance, visit State Farm agent Casey Miller in the Waterford Suites between Home Depot and Walgreens in Owosso. Go Rams! Whether you're looking for a stunning statement piece or that perfect custom engagement ring, there's only one place in Owosso for award-winning service and brilliant custom designs. With more than three decades of experience, master jeweler John Kohler offers exclusive and custom designs for any occasion. Make a memory that will last a lifetime with John E. Kohler Jewelry Designs on the Owosso Expressway, Frontage Road in Tyann Plaza. Go Rams!
Welcome back as Edmond Santa Fe will get ready to kick off. 52 seconds to go here in this contest. And it's been Owosso's, I wouldn't know if I'd say domination, but they have dominated rather well throughout the evening. Defense has played great, especially here in the second half. Yeah, Owosso's dominated this game.
Yeah, very solid play on,
high
on both sides of the ball.
Kick and trying to get out of it, and he does. Going the other way. Still spinning, still fighting. Brandon Ramsey caught that and gets the ball out to the Owosso 39-yard line.
Steve, looking ahead, the Owosso Rams are home next Friday night. That's September 3rd, a big home football game against the Fayetteville Bulldogs, where Coach Blankenship spent a year, won a state title.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Followed by Broken Arrow on, no, that's at home. It says on the road to Max Preps, but that is at home at Owosso Stadium on the 10th.
Patriot Bowl. Willingham in at quarterback, hands the ball off to a new running back. Try to get that name and number for you here. That's Luke Harris. Gets about 2 yards on the play. And
Luke Harris, 5'10", 185 junior.
See if the Rams run another play or they just let this one run down.
Yeah, they can run out the clock with just 10 seconds left. And
these,
that should
these guys
do it.
Are hurrying up, though. They want to run another play, don't they? Not going to have time, and that's going to do it here tonight as the Rams go on the road. They come in ranked number 2, and they defeat the number 4 ranked Edmond Santa Fe Wolves 45-15 as the scoreboard goes dark in a hurry. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back as Jared and I will wrap this up for you. Owosso Ram football here on 100.1 KYFM.
There's barbecue, then there's barbecue. Trails Inn is the barbecue headquarters of the Owosso Rams. Owner and longtime Ram fan John Cash uses locally sourced ingredients, and their meats are cooked low and slow over pecan hardwood. Trails Inn Barbecue serves smoke blasted barbecue that is long on flavor and short on pretense. Trails Inn Barbecue is here for all your dine-in and catering needs. Trails Inn Barbecue, located at 8888 North Garnett Road in Owosso, proud supporter of Owosso Athletics.
I started Folds of Honor above my garage 13 years ago because 90% of spouses and children of killed or disabled U.S. service members receive no federal education assistance. Our mission has never wavered. We honor their sacrifices by educating their legacy.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to you, I will be a construction engineer.
An elementary school teacher.
Thank you for helping me fulfill my dream of going to med school.
We're able to award these scholarships because patriots like you refuse to turn your back on the cost of freedom. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron today. Your $13 a month will help ensure we never turn military families away. This is your call to duty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to people like you, I know my dad is not forgotten.
As Owosso's hometown community bank, First Bank of Owosso is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams. Nearly 30% of its employees are Owosso High School alumni, and they are ready to serve you and your banking needs. First Bank of Owosso is in Owosso, for Owosso, and has been since 1962. First Bank of Owosso, member FDIC.
Executive Homes is proud to introduce Owosso's premier neighborhood, Presley Hollow. Located on 76th Street and 148th East Avenue, Presley Hollow features the area's best amenities, including two pools, basketball court, state-of-the-art playground, clubhouse, and two ponds. Starting just above $300,000, each home in Presley Hollow is loaded with premium finishes and always available at a guaranteed price. Visit executivehomes.com for more information.
Tulsa Bone & Joint Owosso is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians, and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinning serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone & Joint. Our office is conveniently located inside St. John Owosso Physician Building and ready to care.